This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Dental Health and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Don M. Gregg, DDS, practicing dentist and CEO and training director for the Institute for Advanced Laser Dentistry, a nonprofit educational and research center dedicated to providing evidence-based clinical training in advanced laser dentistry therapies. Dr. Gregg, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us, what exactly is gum disease to get things started?
Well, gum disease is an infection of the tissue and bone that hold your teeth in your mouth. It begins as gingivitis or inflamed gums, and if it's not treated, it will progress to periodontitis, a much more serious form of the disease attacking the attachment of the teeth and your jawbone. Simply put, gum disease is caused by bugs and bites. Bugs are really the bacteria in the plaque or white stuff that builds up on your teeth, creates inflammation, and destroys the attachment of the gum to the teeth, and then continues to eat away at the bone until teeth can become loose and eventually fall out unless you seek proper treatment. And then your bite or how your teeth fit together can be a problem too, making the destruction from gum disease even worse.
How do you know if you have gum disease? What are the signs?
Well, most people don't know they have gum disease, and it's not until the disease gets more severe, at which point you may start to notice some signs and symptoms like bad breath, red, puffy, swollen gums, bleeding gums, bleeding when you're brushing or flossing is not normal ever. Bleeding is from ulcerations in your gums, which added together would be about the size of the palm of your hand for moderate gum disease. And if you were bleeding and had an open wound that size anywhere in your body, you would go to the doctor. If your gums are bleeding, you need to go to the dentist. There's some other symptoms that may occur, such as receding gums or longer looking teeth, loose teeth, spaces between your teeth, changes in your bite, and sometimes the gums or teeth can become sore.
So Dr. Gregg, with such serious impact, who is at risk for gum disease?
Everyone, mostly adults. Of special concern are people with certain health issues that can be affected by gum disease, issues such as diabetes or people who might be prone to heart disease, people who are pregnant. Gum disease can affect them by causing stillbirths or low birth rates. There's a strong connection between some health problems and gum disease, so those are of special concern. Also, you should be aware that a division of the CDC, or Center for Disease Control, has reported that the prevalence and severity of gum disease is worse than we thought by over 50 and 60% respectively. So there's a lot of it out there. Now, other things that can increase risk of gum disease are poor oral hygiene. You need to brush twice a day and floss once a day. Lack of regular dental examinations and professional cleaning. Genetics is a big factor. If your parents had it, you probably do too. Age is another factor. Smoking. Compared to non-smokers, the risk for gum disease as well as many other issues is 5 times greater than those who smoke. So big risk if you're a smoker. Poor nutrition, obesity, stress, all of those are risk factors too. In fact, stress releases cortisol, which is like candy for bacteria that cause gum disease. Also, certain medications can increase your risk, and poor-fitting restorations, fillings and crowns, and even clenching and grinding your teeth. There's so many of these factors that are involved. But what you can do is brush and floss and get to the dentist.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Don M. Gregg, DDS, practicing dentist and CEO and training director for the Institute for Advanced Laser Dentistry here on eHealth Radio's Dental Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Gregg, if I have gum disease, what should I do and what treatment options are available?
Well, typically people are told they need multiple sessions of deep cleanings or scaling and root planing is what it's called, which involves scraping the teeth, oftentimes followed by surgery to cut away or amputate the infected gums and drill the bad bone to shape it before sewing the gums back together at a lower level. Sometimes grafts can be added to, and while this decreases the deep pockets between the gum and teeth, it also tends to leave longer-looking sensitive teeth with spaces. So this treatment is often quite painful and involves a longer recovery time for patients. The LINAT protocol using the Perilase MVP7 dental laser is the MVP or most valuable player among gum treatment options because it's less painful, there's less recovery time, and the treatment method uses one specific laser designed to eliminate the infection and selectively destroy the diseased tissue while sparing healthy tissue. So it's done to regenerate versus amputate.
And that certainly is good news on that front. Is there any way to prevent gum disease?
The number one thing that you can do to prevent gum disease is to take good care of your teeth by brushing your teeth and flossing your teeth, and also to visit your dentist. Make sure that you're going there frequently and regularly, at least twice a year, to get your teeth examined and get them professionally cleaned. And also get informed. You can learn about gum disease and you can learn about LINAT by visiting the website www.linap.com.
Lastly, Dr. Gregg, what is Gum Disease Awareness Month and how can listeners get involved?
February is Gum Disease Awareness Month and this is the last day of it. This is the result of an effort that was launched by the Institute for Advanced Laser Dentistry, as you've described it, in order to raise public awareness about gum disease. And research indicates that as much as 85% of Americans suffer with some degree of gum disease, but less than half of them are aware of it. So building awareness can improve community health and prevent serious health consequences. In 2015, 49 governors have signed Gum Disease Awareness Month proclamations to increase awareness in their states. And the best way to get involved and support Gum Disease Awareness Month is to take care of your own gum health and go to the dentist. Tell your family and friends and get connected through the Gum Disease Awareness dedicated Facebook and Twitter profiles. And join the community to get the latest updates and information on gum disease and share posts with your friends and spread the word.
Well, Dr. Gregg, it certainly has been good to have had you. Where can listeners get more information and be in contact with you in regards to the Institute for Advanced Laser Dentistry?
You can find out more information by visiting the website www.lanap.com, LANAP.com, or you can contact the company at 888-49-LASER, LASER.
Well, Dr. Gregg, we certainly do appreciate your time and spending a moment with us here today, especially with it being Gum Disease Awareness Month here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Dawn M. Gregg, DDS, practicing dentist and CEO and training director for the Institute for Advanced Laser Dentistry, a nonprofit educational and research center dedicated to providing evidence-based clinical training in advanced laser dentistry therapies. And for more information, simply visit LINAP.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dental Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.